This is JIS News. Coming up, consumers to be shielded from unwarranted price increases, pilot breakfast program to be launched in schools this year, and ground broken for Lathbury Barracks. The details after this.
Eight drop of bleach in a water for safety. Eight drop of bleach and it's safe for your tasty. Eight drop, 1 gallon, that away the case be. Half hour later you drink till you're hearty. Gastro, colic, fever and worm. Drink dirty water, them a fear concern. You're not sure about your water? This you for learn. Eight little drop of bleach are your health, your preserve.
No dirty water, purify it. For water conservation tips, contact OddPem at 1-888-991-4262.
Now the news. Consumers are to be shielded from unjustifiable price increases in the coming months. This from Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who was speaking with journalists at the recent state opening of Parliament.
What we're going to be doing is to speak to the Consumer Affairs Commission to see what we can do, and they can monitor prices so that consumers will not be treated in an unreasonable way in terms of increases.
The Consumer Affairs Commission is a government agency established to inform, educate, and empower consumers to protect themselves in the marketplace. The Ministry of Education is to launch a pilot program geared towards improving the nutritional value of meals provided to students under the National School Feeding Program. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen made the announcement during his throne speech on Thursday.
A pilot breakfast program in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will commence during the legislative year, starting with 150 schools serving a population of 115,000 students in Kingston and St. Andrew.
A review of the National School Feeding Program was conducted last year in an effort to improve the nutrition of students, particularly those at the early childhood level. Among the concerns raised at the time was the need to incorporate more local produce into the meals served. Pig farmers in the community of Sligoville and its environs in St. Catherine are to benefit from a donation of 100 bags of animal feed. The donation was made by Caribbean Foods Limited and is valued at approximately $500,000. It forms part of inputs to support the newly formed North Central St. Catherine Pig Farmers Association. The association was initiated by Member of Parliament for the area, Minister Natalie Nita Headley, as part of an agricultural enablement project for the area.
Which is more than I could have asked for. We are truly grateful and we are going to benefit tremendously from it. We hope that once we have put out one group of farmers who are then able to help themselves, that we can start a new group and move on from there.
15 farmers, all members of the association, will initially benefit from the contributions. Other farmers will benefit once their operations come on stream. And ground was broken for the Lathbury Barracks redevelopment project at the Jamaica Defence Force JDF Up Park Camp headquarters in Kingston. The project, to be implemented by the JDF's Engineering Regiment, will gain technical assistance from the National Housing Trust and the Urban Development Corporation. The scope of work includes the construction of 32 buildings and associated infrastructure. Some 1,400 soldiers will be housed in the facility, which will also include offices, lecture rooms, and storage space. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the project is a fitting tribute to the work and worth of the members of the JDF.
It is scheduled to be implemented over a four-year period. But given how the JDF work hard, I know that it will be done in record time. The NHT has proven itself once again to be committed to its national development mandate.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing Friday's groundbreaking ceremony. She commended all persons involved in the planning and execution of the project. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.